Perhaps the first overt signs of the changes in fortune for those trusted by Henry came with the slide of Wolsey. Already doubted by Henry because of his part in the failure of policy towards the French, Wolsey now found himself vulnerable to the king's ambition to get rid of his wife, Catherine of Aragon.
In 1525, she was aged 40. A typical Spanish princess, she had matured and aged rapidly. It was clear that she would bear Henry no male heir. Either the king's illegitimate son, the Duke of Richmond, now aged 6, would have to be appointed by Act of Parliament, or perhaps England might accept Catherine's child, Mary, now aged 9, as the first Queen of England in her own right since Matilda. The first step was to get rid of Catherine. In 1527, Cardinal Wolsey, acting as papal legate and with the collusion of the king, held a secret ecclesiastical court at his house in Westminster. He summoned Henry to appear before him, charged him with having married his deceased brother's wife within the degrees of affinity prohibited by the church. Henry's authority had been a bull of dispensation, which said, in effect, that since the marriage between Catherine and Arthur had not been consummated, Catherine was not legally Henry's deceased brother's wife, and Henry could marry Catherine. Although Catherine maintained to her dying day that her marriage with Arthur had not been consummated, nobody was convinced. The court decided that point should be submitted to the most learned bishops in England. Several bishops replied, however, that provided papal dispensation had been secured, such a marriage was perfectly lawful.
That was the basic argument. First, Henry's marriage was declared legal because Catherine's first marriage had not been consummated. But now Henry wanted to get rid of Catherine, so he said the marriage had been consummated. It's at this point that Anne Boleyn moves to the front of the stage. She was the daughter of Sir Thomas Boleyn, schooled in France, and is described as middle height, dark-skinned, and rather flat-chested. Henry was determined to marry her, but opposition came from very powerful people, not just the learned bishops of England, but others, including Charles V, the Emperor of the Habsburgs. Italy, which was not then a single state, of course, had fallen to the Habsburgs, so the Pope, whom Henry needed on his side, had more or less to do what Charles V wanted him to. And what's Charles V's interest? Catherine of Aragon is his aunt. Wolsey's attempts to negotiate failed, and his stock fell further.
New councillors were called in. Dr. Cranmer, a young lecturer in divinity at Cambridge and a friend of the Boleyns, made a suggestion that the question whether the king had been legally married should be submitted to the universities of Europe. Cranmer was sent for and complimented. Letters were dispatched to all the universities in Europe. Wolsey retired in disgrace to his Diocese of York, which he had never visited.
Eventually, Wolsey was arrested for high treason. He died at Leicester Abbey on his way to London and the Tower.
Cranmer's idea of an appeal to the universities proved a great success. The king had known all along that he was right, and here, it seemed, was the final proof. He determined to mark his displeasure with the Pope by some striking measure against the power of the Church of England. The king would ask his learned commons to propose reforms. A committee was formed of all the lawyers in the House, and they drafted the necessary bills in record time. On February 7, 1531, the clergy acknowledged that the king was their especial protector, one and supreme lord, and, as far as the law of Christ allows, even supreme head. Throughout, Queen Catherine remained at court. The king, although he rode and talked openly with Anne, left Catherine in charge of his personal wardrobe, including supervision of the laundry and the making of his linen. Anne was furiously jealous, but for months the king refused to abandon his routine. Finally, about the middle of July, 1531, Anne took the king on a long hunting expedition. Catherine waited, day after day. At last the messenger came. The king would come back, but His Majesty did not wish to see the queen. She was commanded to retire instantly to Wolsey's former palace at Moor in Hertfordshire. Henceforward, she and her daughter Mary were banished from court.